Hey Sam.
Hey, yes, I cannot able to hear you over the song.
Yeah, my microphone wasn't working. But I can, let me try to share my screen now.
Sure, you can.
All right. So, if I come over here and I choose mobile, you can see now, right? I click on services. And I choose the very first one. I get a 404 page not found.
Let me see. Let me see from my hand. Let's see what happened. I'll just testing. Give me 1 second, bro. Alan.
Yes.
All right, Alan, actually I have mentioned to developer, he is fixing right away, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hey Aaron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so please do let me know any other things. Would you like to go ahead with it?
Can we change the domain of the SMTP server?
Right, for that thing, right, I already mentioned to developer and he is making change that SMTP server. So can we do one more thing, like we will create the emails for you the same name with the same name?
What do you mean?
Like aaronkohler@hrtech.com.
Yeah, you can continue sending them there, but in order to do that, you cannot use hrtechteam.com as the domain because it clashes. So
that's why I'm saying to you, if it's possible to you, so you can stop using the Zoho emails, right? And the same email we will go ahead and create for you. And once we will create for you, then you can integrate that on your Outlook.
You want me to create a different inbox?
Not the different inbox, on the same email, like you already configure your email on your Outlook, right? You already configured.
I have not configured.
No, I'm saying if you are still using aaronkohler@hrtech.com on your Outlook, am I right?
Yeah, that's what
right,
I'm using.
Right, so what you need to do, once we will create your emails, then you will just open the settings of your email account, right? Then you change the ports, that's it. Once you change the ports, so your email will start working with us.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that right now you are using Zoho emails, right? Am I right?
Yes, and I have to. You cannot. Are you asking me to migrate?
No, what I'm.
I'm not going to stop using Zoho.
Still, which email server are you using?
I want you guys to use this to send the emails. Or hrtechteam.cloud. I bought that domain. So you can use this as the domain for sending the emails.
Okay, but what I'm saying to you is that you, wherever you are using the emails from, you just stop using from them. I will create your emails on our server.
I said no. In fact, I already said that before we even did business together, I said that I wouldn't be willing to do that.
Okay, that's fine. If you don't, no problem. I will go ahead and when my developers are
you can
that.
You can do that with this one, hrtechteam.cloud. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You're free to do that. And you can set up on the server, because Joe said he's getting an Azure server. You can use hrtechteam.cloud, and you can set up an inbox from the server, and we could use that one. But the problem is these Zoho emails, they don't transfer to new SMTP servers very well. So I looked into it. It's not easy. It'll take way longer than you think. And I'm sure everybody's ready to get rid of me.
So what do you want me to do? We will just use a domain name hrtechteam.cloud, and we need to create a new email on like Aaron Kuller at hrtechteam.cloud, or you just use this?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, so you are saying that we need to create a new email, which is Aaron Kuller at hrtechteam.cloud, and all the forms we need to send to this email, hrteam.cloud, Aaron Kuller at hrteam.cloud, right?
Yes, and you can, yes, and you can put that, you can even store the, as long as it's my server, as long as I, because that's the issue, as long as it's a Windows server and I have access to it, you can set that up. You can set up the inbox on the server. But for now, here, I'll just write it out like this.
So for now, what I will do, I will go ahead and open your Namecheap account, right, and I will create a new email, which is AaronKuller at hrtechteam.cloud, right? And then on the website, I will go ahead and store this email on the forms, and whenever somebody will fill out the form, so it will be redirected to your email, which is AaronKuller at hrtechteam.cloud.
That's exactly right.
No problem. I will go ahead and do that for you, and it will be done. No problem. I will go ahead and notify it to my developer right away, and it will let you know.
Okay.
No problem. Anything else I can add?
Yes. It's very helpful for me, Sam, because you obviously you can tell that I'm getting pretty stressed out. To have like time commitments. So how long do you think it will take your developer to make those changes? By tomorrow?
After this call, I will go ahead and let the production know right away. And tomorrow for in first half, like on the first half, you will get your update.
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate you. And I know you're very busy, and I'm very grateful for your time. And you do a good job every time we get together. So I just wanted to say that.
No problem. I got your point right, and I will definitely get back to you.
All right. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you very much, and take care, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.